This is Essence of God Space Radio. How's it going? So, I don't know if you can tell off of my voice, but I'm slightly somber, which is completely okay. It's a process of life. So today I wanted to speak about a few things, as usual. So I wanted to speak about how I've kind of decided to define what black tax is in the psychological and emotional realms. And because just to give you a backstory on like what's inspiring my thought process, it's experiencing the realization of emotional and psychological abuse, which has intrinsically become a part of my family system and has become such a mundane thing. Is the word mundane? No, the word is subliminal. It's too normal to point out at this point. So, I have no, expertise to a solution, an immediate solution, because I don't think the solution is immediate, but I do have enough experience to, like, share with you my perspectives on this perspective of black tax. So I just got off the phone with a very good friend of mine, more than just a friend, my in-law Kesh, and I spoke to him about how I mentioned to him that I was tired of hurting, and he said something along the lines of, to put it in other words, I guess what you mean is you've been hurting for a while now. And in the conversation, I mentioned to him that it's, I guess, very hard to validate one's own pain or to have it be validated in a space where everyone's hurting in the same ways. And I guess if we're seeking that validation from the external world, that there can tend to be like an imbalance, and I'm particularly speaking through like relationships, especially romantic, where a partner maybe tries to overcompensate for the lack of compassion that the other partner has experienced and undergone, and thus has become desensitized to themes such as love, understanding, and compassion. Self-love, self-compassion, self-understanding. It's been a very eventful Mercury retrograde. And I think conventional methods of asking each other if we're okay are not acceptable anymore, at least not in my universe, where the satisfaction ends with "as long as you're fine." And I guess that is good enough. But also I think that I am not the responsibility of my external world, but I'm more so my own responsibility, which is a theme that came up in a wonderful distill event. Shout out to Unknown Unions. No, shout out to Unknown Union in Mabonang. I just came from the most amazing event. It's midnight on a Thursday. So, what am I trying to say? Well, I feel like getting my cards out. Yeah, they're not too far. Give me 1 second. So, for those who are listening to the podcast, when I said I feel like getting my cards out, I meant my tarot cards. Because, you know, I like to be a tarot card reader sometimes. But I just felt like shuffling because that's kind of been like my meditation these days. It's fun. Shout out to AmberCon. So, oh, and shout out to my wonderful ancestors. I love them. No Kotlanini, Shezi, Mazoma, Seleko, Lwandle. Dope ones. Nkunzi. So, like, what am I trying to say? And black tax, I guess, is not only subject to black people. This is just a human experience that I'm most witnessing within my black environment, because that's an environment that I'm most exposed to. And it's very valid. So I'm trying to find the balance of self-responsibility, kindness and openness, and protecting myself, because I think I've been living in a bubble for some time, thinking that the world is as nice as I, or as compassionate as I, which I guess is my arrogance. I just want to look at the word called arrogance, because it's been popping up a few times. And I, you know how I like to use the dictionary. To be arrogant is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. I mean, I guess I'm questioning now. I think maybe I, in my attempts to be what one would identify as a good person, or in my attempts to be myself, I'm beginning to wonder if I am humble enough to accept life for what it is, which is inconclusive. It's so funny. The Uber driver who picked me up from the event that I just came back from, he was like, "Is it safe?" "Doesn't seem safe." I'm like, "Safety is relative. Safety is an illusion, I guess you could say. Safety is a state of mind. Safety is what I guess you define it to be, in a sense. But also, there are very real conditions that we can define as safe and unsafe. But because of the inconclusiveness or the inconclusivity of life, I think it is safe to say that safety is in the moment, which is real crazy and trippy. And I guess when trying to suss out whether a space is safe or not, one would have to be extremely cognizant of the current undergoings of that environment or of the field. Extremely cognizant and very, very present, and I almost want to say unwounded, when our perceptions no longer wound us, or I guess, I mean, what are wounds? What are internal wounds? Because it's too poetic for me to heal when I say I'm wounded, or when people say that I'm broken, or that I'm, you know, when people say things like, "I'm damaged," and I don't believe in that. I don't believe in such a conclusive statement. The only things that we identify as damaged are things like glosses, I guess. And even with glosses, do we ever we put that on glosses? If we break a gloss, now it's damaged. The arrogance of us as humans. Lots going through my mind at the same time, and I'm trying to consolidate, to form very understandable points so that you can understand where I'm at mentally. I'm finding it hard to find an anchor, but I think let's go with the idea of like being wounded and what that means. What does it mean? Sometimes I guess to romanticize our pains does bring forth a certain satisfaction. Maybe satisfaction's not the word, but maybe a closure. To romanticize our pains, I guess, can give us a certain closure. And also, the poetry of pain can also, I guess, have the ability, it can have the ability to draw links amongst people who experience, I guess, similar kinds of pains, or maybe the exact same pains. But I think I'm beginning to explore the idea that maybe the romanticization of my wounds, my pain, even referring to what's going on inside my mental construct, in my emotional body, identifying those things as wounds, I guess, does kind of help in the healing of process, the healing process, but like it can help. I'm saying it's a possibility, and I think I have the responsibility to take it further in order to truly help me. I think sometimes the poetry, or maybe not the the romanticization of pain, emotional pain, does, I guess, have the tendency to have that pain countenance. I mean, did I just use that? Does make it countenance to that continuation of that way of being. So the romanticization of pain, I guess, adding mystery and passion to pain, or a description of pain, can, I guess, maybe pull us back to the light or the painless state that we wish to fulfill, live in, be. I don't think I want to adopt conventional methods of coping. Things like being what people like to identify as an asshole or a jackass. I think I'd much rather be genuine and have the world define me what it wants to define me as, and then just kind of politely move along from those definitions and accept that those are projections of, I guess, people's thought processes, which I guess is completely okay. Everyone's a vessel, you could say, or everyone's human, maybe. I get, it's a weird episode. It's a really weird episode. But I'm having fun in the most calmest of ways. And I'm using this episode as a therapeutic session for some of the things that I feel inside of me that are inspiring me to feel discomfort and that make me want to relieve my discomfort through crying. And I am completely comfortable with the idea of crying and being honest as I possibly can be. Interesting that I acknowledge on such a subconscious level that there are layers to truth. And I guess the polarization of humanity has kind of had a ripple effect on the very individual and personal construct and the polarization of ourselves. Can we truly ever express the many different facets of unconditional love? The opposite of love is fear, not hate, because love can turn to hate really quickly. And love and hate have been polar opposites for eons. Maybe, no, that's actually just an assumption. I'll just say centuries. No, actually, also that I wasn't there as Nirvana to witness people and their emotions back then. But I guess I am the genetic makeup of many, many, many centuries of people. So yeah, my evolution kind of is indicative of how they were. Maybe, I'm not sure. We'll see. I'm not sure. So to wrap up, we're 21 minutes in. If love and hate are the polar opposites of each other, we can place them. Then, I don't know. sorry, I'm not bringing anything into context right now. So I read a quote about 2 weeks ago saying that polar opposites at their extremes are indistinguishable. And the question is now, is it one's ability to distinguish whether these things are what we identify them to be that make them what they are, or is life just a giant bulb of, it's just a mesh of so many things. And wow, the shadow on my face is seriously bothering me. I don't know why I don't change it. Oh, this is interesting. Anyway, geez, this is going to be such an interesting episode for those who listen. I don't even want to apologize to you because, A, you put yourself here, but, and I'm trying my best not to apologize because I read somewhere that it is a symptom of emotional and psychological abuse to apologize over and over again, and I've noticed that I apologize quite often. That actually makes me want to cry because I can guarantee you I've apologized for existing. Oh my god, life is hilarious, isn't it? Sometimes you almost want to say sorry for being alive. This Mercury retrograde is hilarious, guys. So I read this quote saying polar opposites at their extremes are indistinguishable, and now I'm raising the question of, is it my ability to, which is so funny, listen to this, is it my ability to distinguish and identify something that makes it what it is? When we speak of love and hate, when we speak of love and fear, I can totally believe that love and fear are polar opposites. I can find many reasons and justifications for that, you know? And also, I guess, what is hate? To to feel intense or passionate dislike for something or someone. Yeah. Yeah. I guess you can have aversion to the things that you love or claim to love. And I guess it's like a spectrum. Is it a spectrum? In my head, I'm seeing like a meter of love and hate, and depending on where the barometer is, defines how much in love or how much in hate you are. But it's still the same meter and still the same energy. So I guess what I'm trying to say is everything is everything. Good night. I'm off to bed. This is Essence of God's Grace Radio.